verses 19 through 25. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
Good morning. It is good to see everyone here this morning. Hope everyone's had a wonderful weekend. I know tonight is kind of a unique situation, something new to us. So I just got to ask, by just a show of hand, how many Thunder fans do we have here? Yes, absolutely. Okay. Now, how about this? How about another show of hands? How many people on Thursday night turned the game off after the third quarter? Right. Yeah. So it's situations like that remind me that's why God wants followers, not fans. Because fans are enthusiastic admirers. Fans are there when times are good. Fans are there when things are going well. But when things aren't going so well, fans typically turn the channel. Or they go in the other room, or they find something else to do. And that's why God wants followers, not fans. Now, that has absolutely nothing to do with this sermon. I wanted to see how many people are like me and will turn the channel, because my wife tells me how ridiculous that is every time I do it. So it's good to know that I'm in good company. We can all say this, or we say this all the time, but God works in funny, unique ways in our lives. We just never quite know how he's going to work in our life. Kevin asked me to preach about a month ago, and something that I've learned over the past 6-7 years is that when you're doing a sermon prep, you can't force it. That's the last thing that you want to do, is try to force something. And so I try to sit back and I try to let God tell me, give me some kind of a message that he wants me to speak. I try to just let him kind of bring it on me. And sometimes, well, you just got to be ready for it. Sometimes it's when you're driving down the road. Sometimes it's when you're at work. Sometimes it's in the middle of the night. Something will pop in your head. But for me, it was just 2 weeks ago. And I was sitting right over there, and service had just started. And all of a sudden, it just popped in my head. And I was like, wow, this is what I need to talk about. Now, I don't know about you, but if I have something important in my mind that I want to share with others, I have to write it down immediately or I'll forget it. It'll completely be gone. And so I sat over there 2 weeks ago for probably the first 20 minutes of service, and I had my bulletin, and front and back, I've just got notes that I was scribbling, stuff that I was wanting to remember, stuff that I was wanting to use in my sermon. And I know that doesn't look good. I know it's not a good example, because honestly, I wasn't fully paying attention to the first 15, 20 minutes of service. Grant, as always, was doing a wonderful job leading singing. But if I didn't write this down, I wasn't going to remember it. I wasn't going to retain it. I was going to forget completely everything that I was was thinking of. And so as I finished my thoughts, it occurred to me that what I want to speak about is not only the importance of church, but the importance of a church family. And so as service went on, at the invitation, we had two gentlemen come down front. And they both had prayer requests. And so as Stuart came up to give the shepherd's prayer, he made this statement. He said, "I don't know what we would do without a church family." And that is so true. I don't know what we would do without a church family. And so after he made that comment, I knew, I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I want to speak about. This is what I want to talk about on this morning right here. The importance of church. The importance of a church family. We all come in contact with many people throughout the day. People who love God, people who know God, but people who maybe choose not to come to church. We also come in contact with a lot of people through the day who may not know God, regardless of the situation. Maybe they just didn't have the opportunity to know God. Maybe they just refuse to know God, but therefore they do not attend church. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had conversation with people before, and then I've heard through other people in conversation where the question has been asked, why do you go to church? Or why is church so important? So I want to spend a few minutes this morning, and I want to look at those two things. Why do we go to church? And why is church so important? Now, when we think about church, okay, it's important to remember that it's not just a weekly ritual. It's not something that we do so that we can just check the box, that we can tell ourselves or we can tell others, yeah, I made it to church on Sunday. I did what I was supposed to do. That's not what attending church is all about. Attending church is a vital, vital part of our spiritual lives. And not only our spiritual lives, but it's a vital part with our walk with God. We live in a world where there are distractions all around us. Everywhere we turn, we find ourselves distracted. We find ourselves getting caught up in the busyness of life. I know some of you with kids, I know Christina and I, we feel like we drive kids around 12 hours a day sometimes. Life is busy. Life is chaotic. It's hectic. There's things going on all the time, but we can't let that busyness of life distract us or allow us to overlook the importance of gathering together as a church body, because the Bible calls something greater from that. So the first thing I want to look at, I got six things I want to look at this morning on why church is important and why it's important to have a church family. The first thing is this, is that the church is the body of Christ. In Corinthians chapter 12, Paul describes the church as the body of Christ. He says, just as the body though one has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. Each and every one of us is a member of this body. And just like the human body, the church needs every member for it to properly function. It needs every one of us. Everyone who's here today, the church needs every one of us in here today. We all have a purpose for being here. And in order for the church to properly function, we need to be here. When we gather together as one, we are participating in something that is far greater than ourselves. That's such a beautiful thing. We're participating in something that is far greater than ourselves. We are a community of believers who are meant to serve one another, who are meant to support one another, and who are meant to grow together. Just as the hand cannot function without the arm, we as Christians, we as the body of this church, we cannot function in isolation. We need one another. I want you to hear that again. We need one another. This is our community. This is our family. This is where we belong. If you look around the auditorium, we are all different in so many ways. We have different backgrounds. We dress different. We talk different. We act different. We have different likes, different dislikes. We dress different. We are all different in so many ways. But we all have the same goal, and that is to live a life that not only honors God, but to live a life that obeys his word to the fullest and have the opportunity to someday to spend the rest of our life in heaven with him. The second reason, or the second thing about why church is so important, is for the fellowship and the encouragement. We just read the scripture a few minutes ago, but Hebrews 10, it says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. One of the primary reasons, and I'm saying one of, not the, one of the primary reasons that we come to church is to encourage each other, is to be with one another. Life is hard. It's a tough world out there. We all face struggles, whether they're physically, whether they're emotionally, whether they're spiritually. We all face these struggles. But when we gather together as one, when we come together as the body of Christ, we remind each other that we're not alone in this journey. We're not alone in this journey. We're part of a family, and we can lean on each other for strength. We can lean on each other for wisdom, and we can lean on each other for prayer. Scripture tells us there's something powerful about the shared presence of believers that fuels our faith and keeps us going when times are tough, when we've hit rock bottom, when we need to persevere. There's something about coming together that fuels our faith and brings us closer to one another and brings us closer to God. I've heard people say many times, I need to fix myself before I can come to church. I need to change my ways. I need to change who I am before I can come to church. And that absolutely breaks my heart. People feel like that they're not good enough to come to church because of maybe their past life or their present life. Look around. Again, look around this room. Everyone is struggling with something right now. Everyone is. We struggle. We all struggle daily with sin. We have some in here who struggle daily with finances. We have some in here who struggle with grief and anxiety. We have some in here who struggle daily with feeling hopeless or feeling lost. We all have our battles that we're facing each and every day. But knowing that we have a church family that will be here for us, regardless of what we have going on in our lives, is absolutely priceless. I don't know how some people do it without a church family. We don't come to church because we're perfect. We come to church because we know we are broken. And we know that we need two things to help get us back on track. We need the love, we need the mercy, and we need the grace of our church family. But more important than that, we need the love. Because we come to church because of the love, because of the mercy, and because of the grace that we receive day in, day out from our mighty God. The third reason why church is so important is because of worship and praise. Worship is the central part of our Christian life. Now, I'm not saying personal worship is something to discount. Personal worship is so important. Your personal prayer life, your personal Bible study, that is very important. But worship is the central part of the Christian life. In Psalm 95, it says, let us come and bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Worship is an act of surrender. Worship is an act of adoration. Worship is an act of reverence. When we come together as a body, we create an atmosphere where God's presence is magnified. And it's such a beautiful thing. God isn't present because we worship. We worship because God is present. It gets magnified. His glory magnifies when we come together. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people in Psalm 22. And there's something special that happens when the body of Christ joins together in worship. It stirs our hearts, and it reminds us of God's goodness, his greatness, and his faithfulness. Church provides us a structured environment for worship and prayer. And by that, it deepens, it strengthens our faith, our relationship with God. When we stop coming to church, we stop going to God. And we lose that relationship. Not because of him, but because of us. We are so blessed to be called children of God. Don't let your selfishness or the selfishness of someone else change that. The fourth reason why it's so important to come to church is because the teaching and the growth. The church is a place of instruction and spiritual growth. Ephesians 4, Paul writes, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up." Through the teaching of God's word, we are equipped to live out our faith in that world out there. Through the teaching of God's word. But it's in the church that we are grounded with sound doctrine, and we are equipped to face the challenges that we will face in this world with mercy and with grace. The ministers, the elders, the deacons, the teachers, all of us in this building play a vital role to the growth in this church. When we come to church, we open ourselves up to the wisdom and the direction that God has for us. We can't just walk through those doors. We can't just walk through the doors and it be good. We have to walk in with an open heart, a heart that we are opening up for God and for God's word and nothing else. We can't leave room for anything else in there. We can't have the mindset of what am I going to get out of this today. Our mindset needs to be, what am I going to put into this today? Showing up. Just showing up doesn't work. We have to be all in. We have to give it our all. And when we give it our all, we will be so much more fulfilled. By hearing a sermon, by participating in Bible classes, we gain a stronger understanding of the scriptures and the spiritual principles, which helps us prepare to take the word of God out to the world. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to take the gospel to the lost. Take the gospel out into this world and try to touch more lives than we can possibly imagine. That's what we're called to do. The fifth reason why church is so important, it is a place of protection against the enemy. Satan would love nothing more than to isolate us and to make us believe that we don't need one another. Ephesians chapter 6, Paul talks about, he speaks about putting on the full armor of God to stand against the devil's schemes. He would love nothing more than to isolate us and tell us that we don't need this. But the church is a place where we can come together. We can encourage one another in this spiritual battle that we face day in and day out. We don't fight this alone. We fight it together. We fight it as a body of one. By coming to church, we strengthen one another's resolve. And we remind each other about the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. And additionally, the church provides accountability. We all need accountability. And the church provides just that. When we isolate ourselves, we are vulnerable to sin. We are vulnerable to temptation when we isolate ourselves. But when we are connected to others who love us, who care for us, who pray for us, we are held accountable in a way that protects us from falling into these destructible habits. And the sixth thing, why church is so important, is communion. One of the greatest gifts that the church gives us is the opportunity to participate in communion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul recounts the words of Jesus on the night he was betrayed. He said, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup. 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Communion is a powerful, powerful reminder of the sacrifice that Christ made for us. We didn't deserve that sacrifice. We didn't do anything to earn that sacrifice. That was the gift that God gave us, was his son to die on the cross for us, to give us a hope of eternal life in heaven someday. It's a moment where we can, as a church body, come together. We can reflect on his love, and we can renew our commitment to live a life for him. It's not a ritual. It's a means of grace that is meant to strengthen our faith. So when someone asks you, why is church important? Or why do you go to church? Remember, the church is not just a building. So many people confuse that and they think that the church is the building. The church is not just a building. It's a community of believers. It's a family, a body of Christ. We need the church. We need the body of Christ for fellowship. We need the body of Christ for worship. We need the body of Christ for teaching. We need the body of Christ for equipping. We need the body of Christ for encouragement. We need the body of Christ for accountability. And we need the body of Christ for spiritual growth. Don't let the distractions of life come between you and coming to church. Don't let it cause you to neglect this vital, vital part of your spiritual journey. Hebrews 10, one more time. "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." We all know people who have no relationship with God. Let's make it our desire. Let's make it our goal. Let's make it our ambition to change that. We all know people who have stopped coming to church. Let's change that. Let's go get those people. Let's bring them back to church. Have them join our body. Have them join our family. Going to church is not just an obligation, as some see it. Going to church is not an obligation. It's about fulfilling God's purpose in our lives. We have a purpose, each and every one of us. Our lives have a purpose. We have a purpose outside of this church, and we have a purpose inside of this church. And we need to strive each and every day to make sure we're fulfilling that purpose that God has in store for us. Coming to church is about growing in Him. It's about loving one another, and it's about living out our faith in this community so that we can live out this faith in the community outside these doors. So let's keep it a priority to continue to come together to worship, to continue to come together to learn together, to continue to come together to support one another as we journey in our lives towards Christ. Remember, church is not about attendance. It's not about filling out that attendance sheet. Church is about a connection to God, a connection to others, and a connection to a life guided by purpose and by grace. If there's anyone here this morning who is in need of prayers from this church, we would love to pray for you. If there's anyone here this morning who would like to take that next step in their faith and be baptized, the water is ready. Whatever your need may be, we ask that you come right now as we stand and as we sing.